Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
This game at Deepdale was set up very nicely, with the hosts coming into it with a single goal lead courtesy of Jermaine Beckford's early strike for Preston. Really, it was a bit of poor defensive work from Chesterfield, but Beckford capitalised and it was a cool finish from the experienced striker. And from then on in, really, Chesterfield dominated the game with a lion's share of possession and most of the chances, and probably they'll really be rueing the missed opportunities they had in that game on Thursday evening, when really it's an uphill task for them now to travel to Preston, and they need at least a single goal win to take us to extra time. And to win by two goals, I can't really see that happening here for Chesterfield. And the game on Thursday, definitely a bit of bite about it, plenty of tackles flying in from both sides, and it's good to see that, and certainly means they're both up for the fighting here. Preston have no new injury concerns or suspensions coming into this game, whereas Chesterfield, they've had to sign Huddersfield keeper Joe Murphy on emergency loan following an ankle injury to Tommy Lee in the game. It's made a routine save in the second half, and it's caused a bit of bother when they've all the other Spirites keepers out injured. They've been given permission to sign the 33-year-old on an emergency loan. So we look at this game here, and the sides drew 3-3 when they met at Deepdale way back in September, and since then it's really been an excellent season for Preston, missing out on the automatic promotion spots on the final day. Just one home defeat for Preston all season. That came back against Bradford back in November. Last six home games of the season saw them win 4 and draw 2, scoring an impressive 14 goals and conceding just 4. So really, it's looking quite certain here that Preston should be making it through to the playoff final. And then you look at Chesterfield, ended their season unbeaten on the road in 5 games, winning 2 and drawing their last 3. But a draw isn't going to be enough here for Chesterfield. Overall, they do not have a greatest away record in the league, winning just 7 games, drawing 8, and with 8 defeats. So really, I'm swaying toward Preston here in this game. I thought Chesterfield really needed to take something into this game from the first leg, and they just haven't been able to do that. When I'm looking at the betting markets, the double result of Preston half-time and full-time really stands out for me. 9 of their last 20 games, Preston have been winning at full-time and gone on to secure the points, and I could see a repeat of the game at the Priory, really, where Preston nab an early goal and sit back and soak up the pressure. Chesterfield had 20 shots, but just 4 on target, and I can't really remember them forcing the Preston keeper into any real save of note that was could cause them any real bother at all. So here, Preston half-time winning and full-time at 19-10 is a really good option. And at the end of the day, Preston know a draw here is enough, and I think they will struggle again to cause Chesterfield big problems themselves. The whole 90 minutes, it was all Chesterfield with the ball. They had 65% of the possession. And perhaps maybe some could see the Spirits nicking a single goal and forcing this to extra time, but a draw is a good bet here. So really, with the Preston know a draw is enough. So Chesterfield at plus a goal, 17-20, is certainly not to be sniffed at if you're not like me in the Preston camp coming into this one. When you just look at the form Preston have been in to end the season, it's just been so good at home. 1-0 win against Coventry, 2-0 against Scunthorpe, 1-0 against Walsall, 5-1 against Crewe, 2-0 against Peterborough, 1-0 against Rochdale. Drew with Bristol City, granted, 1-1, but that's a fine result. Drew 2-2 with Gillingham, that's probably the only slip-up out of that run, and then to end their home campaign with a 3-0 win against Swindon really was a statement. As Chesterfield, on the other hand, bit inconsistent on the road. It's 3 draws in a row, 1-0 at Barnsley, 1-0 at Oldham, and 1-0 at Sheffield United. Really doesn't set them up well here, and I think Paul Cook summarised this game really well in his pre-match press conference, saying if Chesterfield can weather the early storm and get in the first goal in this match, it'll be a very interesting game. But if Preston get the first goal, it's going to be quite a carnival atmosphere at Deepdale, and they'll be expecting quite a promotion party. So to review this one for me, my two picks: Preston half-time and full-time at 19-10, and Chesterfield plus a goal at 17-20. Probably don't want to do both those bets. You could do both, and if you weigh up your stakes, you'll be able to get profit. But for me, I'm back in the Preston half-time, full-time. But if you're in the Chesterfield camp, I think plus a goal Chesterfield 17-20 is the one for you.
Football on In Play Radio. hundreds of leagues, thousands of matches, millions of markets, only on William Hill's In Play Radio.
Here in the League One playoff semi-finals, and it's Swindon v Sheffield United, set up really nicely here with the home side 2-1 up after the first leg, and it was quite a game at Bramall Lane. You had Sheffield United taking the lead through Kieran Freeman, a very good finish from him. But then Swindon, after missing a penalty at the end of the first half, came back in the second half, and Sam Ricketts with an absolutely stunning header to get it back to 1-1, and then late drama with Nathan Byrne popping up with a effort from range that crept into the corner to give them a 2-1 lead here and possibly put them through in a really good position here ahead of this one. And it follows sort of what happened when these sides met in the league, when really it was 5-2 to Swindon back in September when they were the hosts against Sheffield United. And it's quite a game. You had over 35 shots in the game at Bramwell Lane, and only the 9 on target, but the away side probably just edged it in the on the possession, and plenty of tackles flying around 22 fouls in this game. So it was a real entertaining one to watch, and they had a bit of everything, a bit of a classic playoff tie. Now looking at this one, as we're here, is Swindon as a home side. They've won just one of their last 5 home games, as their season really went off the rails towards the end of the season. But similarly, Sheffield United won just one away win in their last 7. So over the course of the season, Sheffield United have quite a solid away record with 9 wins, 7 draws and the 7 defeats. But really, are they going to be able to overturn this deficit here coming into this game? I think we can expect another very open game. So straight off the bat, both teams to score here, 10-11 is a good option. When you look at Swindon's results, they drew 2-2 with Leyton Orient, 1-1 with Colchester, 3-0 with Walsall, beat Rochdale 4-2, Doncaster away 2-1. And obviously that last game is such an open game, so many chances. I think both teams surely will have to score in this game. And you look at Sheffield United's form, they drew their last 3 games of the season all 1-1. They may have lost 1-0 at Yeovil, but drew 2-2 at Oldham, beat Doncaster 3-2. So both these teams are scoring a goal, but do not have the most solid defensive record. So both teams to score 10-11 is certainly a fine price, I feel, coming into this one. And just a second bet here, Swindon race to 2 goals at 8-5. Swindon have scored twice or more on 24 occasions this season. 19 of these saw them first to net 2 goals in the game. So really, plenty of confidence to come looking at that one. And then if we look at this match on a whole with the tie, nicely balanced home side now with just a single goal lead, I think they do go through it, and I think Swindon probably do just that. I can see a repeat of that 2-1 scoreline. I just see Swindon just looked like they had a bit more about them. They seemed a bit more composed on the night with the pressure on. So really, for me, it's a Swindon win here. I think that race to 2 goals is a very good price at 8-5, even if Sheffield United can get back to 2-2. I think we expect another entertaining game, a great game for the neutral. You'll have plenty of fans biting their fingernails off at the game, but I think we can expect more classic League One playoff action here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.